Chapter 13, Rolling the Universal Healing Wheel, Skillful Pain Management. We have studied pain method and quality in chapters 10, 11, and 12, respectively. In this chapter, we will put it all together. We will study how pain method and quality work together. In this work, PMQ, or Problem Method Quality, is called the Universal Healing Wheel. P is the problem. The problem can be any pain or problem of body, mind, or soul. Remember, this is about the residual suffering that can't be relieved by your doctor or other healthcare professionals. This pain ball is in your court and can only be managed by you through self-help, self-healing methods. M is the methods. To address these problems, the workbook describes 15 self-healing methods. Q is the qualities. The result of the practice is the cultivation of 100 spiritual qualities that add up to love. To evolve, all you have to do is find a problem, practice a method, and cultivate a quality. When we do this, when we practice PMQ, when we roll the universal healing wheel, three things happen. One, healing power expands. Two, we become more skillful pain managers. And three, we evolve. Keep in mind that spiritual evolution or evolution in this model has three criteria. A, we feel better. B, we become better people. And three, we experience higher states of consciousness. Following are a variety of exercises illustrating the dynamics of the universal healing wheel. One, roll the wheel. The first step is to realize mindfully that we are in a reaction, P, and don't want to be there. Then we need to pick a method, M, and a quality, Q, to reduce that reactivity. Here is a simple technique to help you do this. When you realize you have gone for a ride on the train of thought and you want to get off the train, stop, breathe, present moment, choose a painful problem, choose a method, choose a quality. P, or problem. Find a problem you would like to work on. You can review the list on page 58. This can be any problem, physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual, and it can be any size, tiny, small, medium, large, or huge. Q, quality. Go to the list of 100 healing qualities on page 79. Pick one or a combination of the qualities that you need right now to help you with this specific problem. M, method. Pick one or a combination of methods that will help you grow that quality. See page 60. That's where the methods are listed. There are 15. Now you have your pain, your method, and quality. Gently bring the quality and the method to the pain. Everything is done gently. Focus on the method and quality, not the pain. Practice your method and quality for a day, a week, or longer. Read about that quality. Think about it. Discuss it. Contemplate it. Affirm it. Breathe it. Feel it. Visualize it. Concentrate on it. Permeate your being with it. Invoke powerful memories about it. Create from it. Make it your faithful guide and companion. Write your experience. Share in a group. Example. Perhaps you want to reduce your tendency to judge others harshly by practicing compassion. When you have gone for a ride on the judgmental train of thought and want to get off that train, stop, breathe, present moment, and then practice the following PMQ. P, realize you are in a judgmental frame of mind. M, practice an affirmation such as, my heart is always open and willing to forgive. And then Q, cultivate compassion. There are many options. You might choose patience for irritability, courage for fear, forgiveness for resentment, acceptance for physical pain, community for loneliness, and so forth. There are a number of examples of PMQs on page 100. On this page, you will find the following examples. Remember, the problem can be any problem or pain of body, mind, or spirit. The methods are 15 and the qualities are 100. The following PMQs correspond to the 15 methods. There is one PMQ per method. So, for example, I'm lonely. I go to the people component to meet a friend, and I cultivate joy. Bored, I go to the activity component to volunteer and cultivate generosity. I've experienced loss. I go to the belief system component on the horizontal axis by going to a church or AA meeting and cultivate community. For physical illness, I'll use affirmations to cultivate acceptance. For addiction, I'll practice habit transformation and cultivate contentment. Fatigue, progressive muscle relaxation, cultivate energy. Anxiety, breathwork, peace. Confusion, contemplation, wisdom. I'm restless, I practice meditation, I cultivate even-mindedness. Fear, prayer, courage. Irritability, I practice mindfulness and I cultivate patience. I'm judgmental, I practice the presence of God to cultivate unconditional love. For guilt, I perform acts of service and cultivate self-forgiveness. For worry, I practice yoga and cultivate harmony. I'm angry, I transform this emotion to understanding. For a review of the list of painful problems in this workbook, consult page 58 and also the manifestations of the trickster ego on pages 345 and 346. Here you will find an extensive list of painful problems that many of us suffer from. There's no shortage of problems that need our attention. Remember, the universal healing wheel works for any problem, tiny, small, medium, large, or huge. The dynamics are the same. Choose any problem and match it to a method and a quality. Practice the method and cultivate the quality in response to the pain. The quality is more powerful than the painful problem. As it slowly grows, it will contain, reduce, or eliminate your pain. We must still deal with the inevitable suffering of life, but now there is less reactivity and more strength and peace. This is skillful pain management by rolling the universal healing wheel. The next exercise is very important. It's entitled Pain, Method, and Quality in the Same Space. Once you define your pain, method, and quality, the goal is to focus on the method and the quality, not the pain. Often, however, our concentration muscle is not strong enough to do this. We try to focus on the method and quality, but the force of the pain is compelling and commands our attention. We can manage this common scenario by gently holding the pain, method, and quality in the same space. Place your needle of attention on the method and quality. When the mind lapses into one of its negative habit patterns, gently bring it back to your method and quality. For example, your PMQ might be P, anxiety, M, breathwork and affirmation, and Q, peace. So P is anxiety, M is breathwork and affirmations, Q is peace. When you feel anxious, breathe slowly and deeply while you affirm, breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. Breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. When the mind lapses back into anxiety or fear thoughts, all you have to do is shift your attention from the anxiety back to slow, deep, abdominal breathing and your affirmation, and hold your attention there until it wanders again, and it will. The back and forth movement between the old negative habit pattern of anxiety and the new point of focus on your breath and affirmation is called the yo-yo effect. The yo-yo effect applies to all of the exercises in this workbook and is a natural part of the healing process. As your concentration improves with practice, you will be able to focus more and more on the breath and affirmation until you can stay there at will. This is hard and counterintuitive. Holding the pain method and quality in the same space hurts. There is friction, conflict, and discomfort. There may be more pain before there is less pain. It feels sometimes like going to a mental dentist, jumping off a cliff, or a wrestling match. In this example, the wrestling match is between anxiety and the affirmation, breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. We don't want this fight, but there's no healthy alternative. We must sit with the pain, quality, and method in the same space for however long it takes. Being aware of the pain, method, and quality at the same time is the key. This is where the magic happens. Peace wrestles with anxiety and eventually pins it to the mat. But to get to the pin, you have to sit with the wrestling match. Exercise 3, 4 stages of growth. When we roll the wheel, change occurs in 4 stages. Stage 1, no change is noticeable. We do the work and nothing happens. The qualities are growing, but the increase is subtle and imperceptible. Many people quit here as they are looking for immediate gratification and are not prepared for work, struggle, and discipline. Don't put a schedule on this stage. If we do, and our expectations are not met, we may become discouraged and give up our quest. Stage 2. We feel better and become better people. There is a tangible experience of ever-increasing peace, love, strength, courage, compassion, and other of the love qualities. Stage 3, superconscious love. Love qualities inflate by nature. At some point, they cannot contain themselves. They break into superconscious states that defy description. Words are only signposts. We have to go there. When we reach an expanded superconscious state, we know it, experience it, and feel it. These experiences last for a few minutes or hours to several days, but there is inevitably a return to ordinary consciousness, back to school, back to work. Stage 4, mastery, a sustained state of superconsciousness reserved for masters. This is a very advanced stage and requires decades, if not lifetimes, of discipline. For a more detailed description of this stage, see Healing Power Revised, page 88 and pages 134 to 135. Alternatively, you can study the lives of Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Rumi, or any God-realized master. Exercise number 4. What do we do if we roll the wheel and our pain doesn't go away? This is a very important question. Most of us want a quick fix, and if we don't get it, we quit. It is not possible to predict how long we have to roll the wheel or practice PMQ before we experience pain relief. Some may feel better right away. Others will have to practice for a while before they feel better. Review the 4 stages of growth in exercise 3 above. Stage 1 is entitled No Change is Noticeable. Stage 1 has no defined timetable. We do the work, but we're not experiencing any pain relief or growth. We don't know how long this stage will last. However, if we persist with our practice when there are no apparent results, we will progress to stages 2, 3, and 4. To illustrate how this works, let's use the PMQ of anxiety, breathwork and affirmation, and peace, as in exercise 2 above. At first, we experience anxiety while practicing the breath and affirmation. There is no peace. We repeat the affirmation, breathing gently, calming down, breathing gently, problem melts. In the beginning, this affirmation is stuck at the level of thought. It is not yet realized. The thought stays in our head. There's no change in consciousness. The anxiety persists untempered by the affirmation. In PMQ language, we have the P, anxiety, and the M, affirmation and breathwork, but there is no Q, or peace. This is the critical zone. In the beginning, the new brain groove is not big or strong enough to hold against its bigger opponent brain groove carrying the anxiety habit pattern. This is a difficult phase of the work. It hurts. We are in pain. The pain may be severe. However, if we persist in our practice, we build up the brain groove carrying the new good habit, affirmation, breathwork, and peace. Persevere. Keep on keeping on. Practice your method and quality, whether or not your pain goes away. In response to your pain, focus as much as you can on your method and quality. When the pain captures your attention, gently return your focus to your method and quality. Notice the back and forth yo-yo effect between the pain and your method and quality. In the beginning, the pain has its way with you. With practice, however, your ability to maintain your focus on the method and quality will improve. The growth of concentration is the key. Eventually, you can concentrate on your method and quality no matter what the pain is doing. Back to our example of anxiety, breathwork affirmation, peace. The anxiety is intense. It draws all of our attention. Keep breathing and affirming into the anxiety. The back and forth battle between anxiety and the breathwork affirmation and peace is slowly being won by peace because of our work, effort, and practice. When we do this work and don't try to escape, we will succeed. The new brain groove carrying our affirmation and breathwork slowly grows. Peace fights off anxiety and finally takes over. Riding the pain wave without acting out is the most important principle of skillful pain management. In this case, The pain wave is anxiety. You ride the wave with your breathwork and affirmation. Peace wins in the end. The goal is to shift your pain story to a healing story by practicing the methods and qualities recommended in this work. But we may not be able to shake our pain story easily when it is loaded with prior negative actions, personality flaws, symptoms, attachments, bad habits, and addiction. We want the healing story to dominate our consciousness, but there are times when we have to hang out with and travel through the pain. There will be many layers and many rounds. You don't just do an affirmation and get the cure. The healing quality must go to progressively deeper layers to soothe, ease, and quiet the pain down. And it will. The quality will sink into the deepest part of your consciousness and become part of a foundation that cannot be broken. It will become a new and eventually unconditional habit housed in a brain groove that will not quit. It doesn't matter what pain or quality you pick. The dynamics are the same. You may be countering resentment with compassion, anger with understanding, or craving with contentment. Hold your pain and quality in simultaneous awareness. The pain and quality will dance, wrestle, cook, simmer, marinate, merge, overlap, and play. Eventually, the quality will soothe, ease, and replace your pain or guide you through what is left. When the pain is reduced or gone, keep up your practice. It is a good idea to practice when you feel well, as you are building a reserve. You are putting qualities in the bank so you can call them out for tests and trials that are sure to come. Practice with intensity and duration. You are creating new neural circuits that contain the methods and the qualities. To do this, you need to practice when you feel well and when you are in pain. In summary, when pain persists, keep practicing your method and quality. The magic happens when the P, M, and Q occupy the same space. In this heat, the healing quality slowly grows and takes over. This is transcendence. This is where you rise. This is where you find your power in the story. This is when you feel better. And if you don't feel better, at least you won't make it worse. Love is the great healer. Roll the wheel. Love grows. All you have to do is apply your will, thought, and concentration to your method and quality and persevere. Love will come in to save the day. Remember this. Armed with the healing qualities, you are ultimately bigger than your pain. But you must practice this to prove it to yourself. Exercise 5. Embrace the gap. Getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. To become ever increasingly skillful pain managers, we must become familiar with the great varieties of ways that pain can manifest. Pain hits our inner being and body with a medley of uncomfortable thoughts, feelings, cravings, and sensations. It can be frightening and overwhelming. This is why mindfulness meditation and the other recommended techniques are so important, as they help us get in touch with our pain so we can navigate our way through it skillfully. We learn how to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. We drop our resistance to the pain, name it, face it, and we move with and through it to go forward. To do this, we must tune into the varieties of stress and how they manifest in our thoughts, feelings, sensations, desires, fantasies, impulses, choices, and actions. Feel the pressure of the problem as it takes shape and form. Use it to propel yourself in the direction of the healing qualities and methods. If we persevere, we will see that the quality is more powerful than the painful problem. Love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, patience, kindness, courage, and strength will contain, reduce, and eliminate reactivity and guide us skillfully through any pain that persists. Practice PMQ as much as you wish. More is better. Exercise 6. Find your power in the story. When overwhelmed, we feel frail or inadequate. Nevertheless, we always have more power than we are using right now. And this is true no matter where we are on the path of healing and enlightenment. We can tap into our latent healing power by rolling the universal healing wheel or practicing PMQ. To find your power in the story, 1. Define your painful problem. 2. Choose a method. And 3. Choose a quality. You have 100 healing qualities to turn to when you don't feel well. The qualities are your power in the story, no matter what form or direction your story takes. Find healing qualities most useful to you in the moment and cultivate these with your method or methods of choice. The Universal Healing Wheel is packed with wisdom. Practice PMQ and you will see how it works. You will learn how to sit with your pain, ride the pain waves, and find your power in the story. Exercise 7. Ride the pain waves. See illustration page 106. In that illustration, it's called Ride the Pain Wave. You'll see a little guy standing up on a board riding waves in an ocean. The board says M and Q, standing for method and quality, and it's also entitled Unconditional Love. So he's riding the board of unconditional love, practiced through the methods and the qualities. And the waves that he's riding, some of them are pretty choppy, are worry, anger, fear, craving, loss, boredom, and loneliness. He's riding on that board, he's steady, he's balanced, he's in harmony. And that's because the board that he rides is methods and qualities adding up to unconditional love. Again, we're in exercise number 7 called Riding the Pain Wave. Here are the bullets. Our instinct is to run away from the pain. Skillful pain management is to do the exact opposite, to sit with the pain as the teacher and stimulant for the growth of healing qualities. Instead of running, let the pain in, face it, name it, and work with and through it. How? Imagine yourself on that board, surfing the pain waves. The goal is to stay on the board no matter what shape or form the wave takes. Sometimes the wave gets bigger before it dissipates. There may be more pain before it gets better. This can be frightening. To stay on the board, no matter the size or shape of the wave, match your problem to a method and quality. Focus on the method and quality as the wave changes size and shape. Eventually, the quality comes in to manage the pain skillfully. I'm anxious, P. I practice meditation, M. I cultivate peace, Q. Peace eventually comes in to contain, reduce, and eliminate anxiety. We fall off the board countless times on the way to mastery. This is a natural part of the process. Be gentle with yourself when you make mistakes or come up short. Make kindness and generosity towards yourself your new mental habits. Exercise 8. A mindfulness exercise called Two Doors. See the illustration on page 107. This illustration is entitled Two Doors. Door number one is called Unskillful Pain Management. Door number two is entitled Skillful Pain Management. On door number one, which is Unskillful Pain Management, there's a sign on the door that says, Welcome to Suffering. On door number two, which is Skillful Pain Management, there's a sign on that door and it says, Welcome to Joy. Here are the bullets for exercise number 8, a mindfulness exercise called Two Doors. Life is painful no matter which route we take, but how we manage our pain will make or break us. The difference between a cocaine addict and a saint is how pain is managed. A cocaine addict is an unskillful pain manager. A saint is a skillful pain manager. Painful killing devices such as excessive use of drugs, alcohol, money, the internet, power, sex, gambling, food, and shopping work in the short run to reduce suffering, but they create greater pain and destruction in the long term. We get locked in powerful negative brain grooves carrying bad habits and addiction. Our pain story takes hold and we can't get out. On the other hand, skillful pain management techniques such as meditation and mindfulness sometimes bring more pain in the beginning, but lead to strength, power, peace, and courage in the long run. Here is a good mindfulness exercise. Everyone has two doors. Door number one is unskillful pain management. Make a list of your unskillful pain management practices. You might consult page 58. Door number two is skillful pain management. Review the list of 15 skillful pain management practices on page 60. Which of these do you already have, and which would you like to add to your current program? Now, review the list of 100 healing qualities on page 79. We always have all of them, and we always need more of each of the qualities. But which one of the qualities would you like to cultivate right now? Which ones stand out as even more important than the others? And finally, the mindfulness exercise that you might practice is, when you find yourself reacting and want to shift gears, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, and notice which door you are choosing from moment to moment. Ask yourself, is this door number one, unskillful pain management, or am I going through door number two, skillful pain management? Exercise number 9, trust the process. Healing qualities are more powerful than painful problems. We have to prove this to ourselves through direct personal experience. There is no other way to gain trust in the process. We have to let the pain in, match it with a method and quality, experience the growth of that quality, and then observe how the quality slowly contains, reduces, and eliminates the problem and guides us through what is left. We can start by riding small pain waves and then building up to bigger ones, practicing on and having success with smaller waves gives us the confidence to handle bigger waves. Breathe into your pain instead of pushing it away. Give the pain its due respect by inviting it in as a guest teacher. Use your pain as a teacher and stimulant for the growth of healing qualities. Embracing our pain this way can be frightening, but after several successful experiences with this, We come to trust our ability to ride the pain waves without drowning. After many cycles, you will learn to trust the process. When new problems show up, you will not doubt yourself or the healing process. You will know your job is to roll the wheel and persist. The healing quality does the rest. It comes in to save the day, but not on our schedule. We would like healing and pain reduction to occur more quickly, but it doesn't work that way. We have to wait and be patient. True lasting value only comes with patient daily practice. Exercise number 10, deep suffering and deep healing. How far are you prepared to go? The universal healing wheel works for any problem, tiny, small, medium, large, or huge. The dynamics are the same. Take any problem and match it to a method and quality. Practice the method and cultivate the quality in response to the pain. The quality slowly grows and will help you contain, reduce, or eliminate your pain. Don't miss your smaller problems. They are training for bigger problems. Bigger problems present the biggest opportunity. They require more time, effort, work, and struggle. But the reward is great. Even more peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom. The deepest suffering requires the deepest healing. How deep are you prepared to go? Exercise 11. Start slowly and build to one continuous sacred ritual. PMQ is a simple formula, but difficult to do. It requires patient daily practice, moment to moment, for the duration. Every day, you can use the circumstances of your life as the springboard for the work. Don't change anything. Just go about your business and roll the wheel. Start slowly and build your practice until you are always practicing a method and a quality. It's good to practice when times are good so that you'll be able to maintain your practice when times are difficult. If you don't do this and really bad things happen, you might be so overwhelmed that you won't be able to do the work. A pain wave will come that is bigger than you. Build some reserve in the bank. The goal is to have the qualities in place so strongly that they can feel the pain and manage it for you when it comes. There will be times, however, when the pain is greater than your ability to manage it skillfully. For example, you may become more patient with practice, but a big stressor might overwhelm your patience. You become irritable and inadvertently share this negative feeling with others. When this occurs, intensify your practice until patience replaces irritability. The greater the pain, the bigger the quality needs to be. This is a lot of work and it doesn't go in a straight line. When you master a certain level of difficulty, the bar is raised for the next problem, pain, or test. There are ups and downs. We are skillful and then unskillful pain managers. We go forward and backward on our way forward. Pain is the driver. It forces us to upgrade our program to one continuous sacred ritual. Notice how your progress is not in a straight line. This is normal. We all go backward and forward on our way forward. Practice your methods and qualities until they are part of one continuous sacred ritual. Practice your methods and qualities until they become unconditional, spontaneous, automatic habits. Exercise number 12, how to manage a backslide. You may have made some progress and then gone backwards. Join the crowd. All of us go up and down on the way up. Healing does not happen in a straight line. Sometimes we make bad decisions. Old habits return. Character defects replay. We lose control of our emotions. We get lazy or discouraged. We stop going to church, synagogue, AA, or other healing meetings. We stop practicing methods and qualities. The pain story gets bigger. Self-esteem takes a hit. We are more locked up. What to do? When you go backward, you can say to yourself, I know how I got here, and I know what to do. I still have the qualities. The qualities are always inside, waiting to be tapped, free of cost. To get back on track, start another cycle of hope, power, and responsibility. Then roll the wheel. You will experience success, renewal, and mastery. You might review Chapter 8, Setting the Stage to Roll the Wheel, 7 Steps to Mastery. Here's a brief review of that 7-step cycle. You can use these 7 steps to get back on track when you backslide. 1. Hope. Hope opens the door to possibility. 2. Power. We have more power than we are using right now. See the story about the two frogs in trouble in Healing Power Revised, page 143 through 144. 3. Responsibility. There's work to do. 4. Roll the wheel. This is the work. 5. Success. The qualities are growing. 6. Renewal. It's one thing to light your fire. It's another thing to keep it lit. Look for sources of inspiration. 7. Mastery. I am evolving. I'm an ever-increasingly skillful pain manager. I feel better. I'm a better person. I'm ready for the challenges to come. Use these 7 steps when you backslide. It works. Exercise 13, Physical Healing and Spiritual Healing. When you roll the wheel, your painful problems may get better, worse, stay the same, or disappear. However, no matter the pattern or direction of your pain, the qualities are growing. Spiritual healing, or the growth of healing qualities, occurs no matter what the body is doing. Always roll the wheel and don't worry if problems get worse, better, or stay the same. Just do your best from moment to moment, day to day, year to year, decade to decade, and lifetime to lifetime. You will see the slow but definite increase in love, compassion, understanding, strength, courage, and wisdom. You may or may not get a physical healing, but you can always heal spiritually by growing the qualities in response to your pain. Exercise 14, Pain and Healing, A Marriage of Wisdom. There are 2 phases of healing, the pain story and the healing story. The pain story is also known as Let the Story Unfold or Let the Pain Story Unfold. This is the first step of the healing process. This is the P in the PMQ. We learn how to face our pain. We let the pain story unfold. We accept the painful conditions of our current reality that cannot be changed. We ride the pain waves without resisting, running, or hiding. We learn how pain is the teacher, that it carries our personal story, meaning, and lessons. We face our pain thoroughly and completely as our most triumphant assets. The qualities reside in the depths of our suffering. Ask the pain, what do you want? What do I need to learn? What are the lessons? For more information on how to let the story unfold, review Chapter 23, Transformation of Emotion and Healing Power Revised, pages 345 through 57, and in page 236 in this workbook. You might also review Chapter 10, The Serenity Prayer in Healing Power Revised, with particular reference to the section on surrender or acceptance on pages 151 through 154 and pages 336 through 339 in this workbook. It is necessary to go through the pain story, but don't get stuck there. This is not a good idea and can be dangerous to your health. We need to learn how to shift gears and focus on the healing story, the second phase of healing, also called spiritualizing the story. The healing story. The second phase of healing is called the healing story or spiritualizing the story. This is the Q in the PMQ. To shift gears from the pain story P to the healing story Q, infuse the pain story with healing qualities such as strength, courage, endurance, compassion, understanding, peace, harmony, or other of the wonderful qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. Healing qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. The healing story trumps the pain story and takes over the dominant position in consciousness. It determines our true identity as peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom, manifested as serene and compassionate service to humanity. This sounds good, and it is the right thing to do, but we can't just make this happen without practicing the methods. When pain is unbearable, we try to kill it with unhealthy actions such as overeating, sex and substance abuse, excessive shopping, and so forth. We don't bring in the healing qualities. Pain and healing remain separate or even get a divorce. The alternative is to match the pain with one or a combination of methods and qualities. The methods are the matchmakers in the marriage of wisdom between pain and healing. When we get this right, when we marry our pain to a quality with a method, the product is ever-increasing love. When we get it wrong, when painful problems and healing get separated or divorced, we are in trouble. There is great wisdom and power in the pain method quality healing dance. Follow it. Watch it. Get the rhythm of it. Master it. Teach it. Exercise 15. Saints are skillful pain managers. Look at the lives of the saints. Many of them had tremendous pain, but they were highly skillful pain managers. They learned how to endure in the cold, hard light of day. Saint Francis, Saint Teresa of Avila, and Sri Gayanamata had great pain, but their love was greater. By practicing techniques similar to those recommended in this work, they learned how to be in pain and maintain their love and higher states of consciousness at the same time. We also are bigger than our pain, but to know this, we must integrate the following principles in our lives. We have the qualities. We are the qualities. We can make the qualities grow. The qualities are more powerful than any painful problem. The size of our problem determines the size of the quality we need to manage it. Big problems are good as they offer a big opportunity to grow the qualities. The bigger the pain or problem, the bigger the quality must be. We need to manage our pain well, or it recurs until we get it. When we master a certain level, the bar is raised. Pain and tests escalate. When we pass a test, class, and grade, we get another class, test, and grade. We must respond with ever-increasing qualities to pass a test and transcend to the next level. Those who continue their practice become ever increasingly skillful pain managers. A profound sense of peace and strength come to those who maintain their practice. We have to prove this to ourselves through direct personal experience. There's no other way to gain trust in the process. There can be no love without pain on this plane of existence. Let the pressure of your pain push you deeper into love until your love is greater than your pain. Let love be your relentless taskmaster until love is all there is. Exercise 16, a palette of colors. PMQ is like a palette of colors. The pain methods and qualities are your colors. With any pain, 15 methods and 100 qualities, there are so many options and so much room for play. There are virtually unlimited possible combinations to fill a variety of moods and moments. Paint your own picture. You decide which method and quality you want to use for your problem. The method and quality can vary over time. For some problems, affirmations and breathwork will suffice. Other problems require deeper work, such as transformation of emotion and meditation. Matching problems, methods, and qualities is an art that can be developed over time through patient trial and error. As you practice and try different methods, you will see which ones work for which kind of problems, thus becoming ever increasingly skillful at the matching process itself. You can enter anywhere. By attuning your intuition, you will be able to identify which healing qualities and methods are best suited for you in any given moment. This highly individualized approach is the advantage of this model. You are the one who knows what will work best for you. We can roll the wheel 24/7, any place, anytime, anywhere, at home, work, or at play, in a variety of combinations to fill a variety of moods and moments. One continuous sacred ritual. I roll the wheel every moment of every day at work, at home, at play. Following is a summary of PMQ dynamics. Healing qualities are the spiritual solution to any pain, problem, conflict, symptom, disease, or disability. You already have an army of 100 healing qualities. You can call up any one or a combination of these qualities to help you win the battle of life. Healing qualities are part of the wisdom of the body. We need them for deepest healing. They are the jewels of this life. They are the healers. They buffer the pain of life. Our muscles are weak or strong depending on how much exercise we get. Healing qualities are the same. Without exercise, they remain dormant and flabby. With exercise, they become strong and powerful. Roll the wheel. Exercise your qualities. Make them big and bigger still. Armed with healing qualities, we are ultimately bigger than our pain. The qualities are circulating around in our system with everything else, all the junk and all the negatives. When overwhelmed with pain, we can't know this. We won't feel them. All we feel is the pain, but the qualities are there. Don't panic. Go to work. Pick a method and dig them out. Remember, pain has two levels, the inevitable suffering of life, and our reaction to it. We are afraid of the inevitable suffering of life, disease, disability, the unknown, and death. This fear or stress makes the inevitable suffering of life worse and slows down the healing process. While we may not be able to eliminate this inevitable suffering of life, we can always reduce reactivity. We can calm everything down. We can turn down the idle point and bring the whole machine to homeostatic balance. We do this by reducing reactivity and replacing it with healing qualities such as compassion, love, understanding, strength, and peace. Healing qualities put out the fire of reactivity. It doesn't matter which method we use, where we start, or how much we practice. Start anywhere and build from there. If we persist in our practice, we will see the qualities slowly grow and contain, reduce, and eliminate unnecessary reactivity. Bring out the healing qualities in response to life's difficulties, and you will see how much better you will feel. The qualities will help you in every aspect of your life. Your life will be smoother and easier. Points to remember. PMQ is the essential healing principle common to all religions and other psychosocial healing models. PMQ is the E equals MC squared of psychosocial spiritual healing. PMQ is the backbone of any and all of the processes described in this work. PMQ is equivalent to the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism, and this is the link to all religions. PMQ is cognitive behavioral therapy, in which you shift from a negative painful problem to a positive healing quality. Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, and other God-realized masters are supernova cognitive behavioral therapists. PMQ cannot be reduced any further. It is necessary and sufficient. PMQ addresses the root cause of much of our suffering. PMQ is the inner physician, healer, counselor. PMQ is universal. Everyone has this. PMQ solves the problem of traumatic religious history and toxic language, as there is no theology or deity. It is not invasive, threatening, or noxious. PMQ is enough for some people. That is all you need. But some people need traction devices. Traction devices are equivalent to the stuff of religion described in detail in the next chapter. Any question of religion can be answered with PMQ, then add traction devices or not. The wheel is and is not a standalone tool. We can plug it into our belief system or operate it independently. We can use the wheel to just get through the day and not make any connection to religion, spirituality, or enlightenment. Or we can connect it. It plugs into any belief system. PMQ is the essence of mind-body-spirit medicine. We can build the methods and qualities into the brain as a tool. With PMQ, we work with, through, and past any painful problem so it doesn't define us. We are not our problems. We are the qualities. We must have PMQ for full recovery and deep healing. When we roll the wheel, we evolve. We become love itself. To practice PMQ, all you need is will, thought, concentration, and the breath. In the next chapter, we will learn how to roll the wheel with traction devices.